There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
Leave it hanging on the telephone. Leave it hanging on the telephone.
Lots of people hanging on telephones at the moment because it's the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. We haven't got Debbie Harry, unfortunately, in the studio. What we do have, though, is Ashish Punjabi. He of the Jackie's Technology Retail Group. Now, Ashish runs the branded Samsung stores. If you go into a mall and you see a Samsung store, it's actually Jackie's who run it, and Ashish runs that part of the business. So he was in Barcelona yesterday when Samsung unveiled their latest and greatest smartphone, the Galaxy S9. And we spoke to him overnight to get his verdict. The reviews have been kind of lukewarm. Tech Radar said it's a fabulous phone, the camera's brilliant, but it's not that much different to the Galaxy S8. So we asked Ashish, in his opinion, what's new? What is actually game-changing for this camera? And he said, for this phone, and he said, Freudian slip, it is the camera.
Well, the Samsung Galaxy S9 is clearly all about the camera. This has been the big holdout feature this time. They gave some staggering figures about how many pictures people actually took on the smartphone. It was something like 1.3 trillion pictures taken last year on a smartphone. And 5 billion emojis were sent. And the big thing was the animated emoji. This was, I think, the big standout feature that everyone saw. This was taking the AR experience and now embedding it into your phone, where you could take a picture, a selfie of yourself, and turn that into a personalized emoji, which was fully animated, full of action. And that sort of allowed you to give your personality the way you wanted to and really define who you are as a person.
Do you know what? I was looking at the emoji thing and I was thinking, yeah, that's not going to be a seller. And then I saw it in action on Twitter. They've put up a load of videos, unsurprisingly, of the new phone overnight. I'm 41 and I thought it was cool and I want to do it. So, and I'm not your target market. So I've revised my opinion this morning. I reckon it will sell phones.
So maybe the emoji thing will sell phones. The camera, though, is that they say they've reimagined the camera. And as she says, it's particularly, and Samsung's always been strong in this area, but particularly the camera in the dark.
Well, the camera tricks didn't really stop over there. One of the big things was the night vision photography or the photography at night. And they were comparing it with the human eye, where your pupils tend to get bigger and smaller based on the lighting conditions. And they did the same with the aperture of the camera, where they've now got a dual aperture camera, which allows you much better pictures. And in fact, they've gone to the extent of taking pictures in the dark room and actually showing you what it looks like, where you can actually see the people in there. The super slow motion was another standout feature this time. And this is really where they showed a 0.2 second video stretched out to 6 seconds. And honestly, you need to see it to believe it. It was wow. It was one of those things that sort of had everyone's jaws drop on the floor.
And as she says, it's features like this, the Galaxy S9 clearly taking aim at the Apple 10.
This is a flagship device, and this is quite clearly in there to compete with Apple. Samsung did talk about the fact that the notch doesn't exist. You do have a fingerprint scanner, which the iPhone X removed, and which is still a very popular feature. And the fact that there is the trusted headphone jack still in there. In addition to that, we did see the AR capabilities of this phone, and this is something Apple's been talking about.
So Apple's a big competitor, Malcolm, but perhaps they should be more worried, not about the Americans, but the Chinese.
Yeah, you've got them all stacking up behind Samsung and Apple. IDC, the big research company, says that if you look at the market share, Samsung has about 21.7 market share. That's the 2017 figure. Apple, just under 15%. The year-on-year on change, Samsung was up 2%, Apple up 0.2%. But if you look at the raft of Chinese companies queuing up behind them, Huawei with 10.5% of the market, their growth was 10.7% last year. Oppo, the next one down, they've got a market share at the moment of 7.6%. They grew by 12% last year. Xiaomi, just behind them, 6.3%, 75% growth. Vivo got 6%, up 13%. These Chinese companies are really sort of queuing up behind Apple and Samsung. If there were a couple of mergers there, you'd push Samsung and Apple off the top spot.
Interestingly, though, when we asked Ashish about the rise of Chinese competitors to Samsung, he's not that concerned.
There's a lot that happens on the show floor that doesn't actually happen on the shelves in the store. And yes, we do see the Chinese coming in a lot more strongly. We have seen HTC, but they've struggled as well. Huawei, of course, made a huge noise at CES. I was there in Las Vegas as well. But the US carriers dropped them. These shows are about them and their PR battle as well, as it is about the devices. So yes, they are trying to be at the show. They are making a presence, but we need to see what happens at the store shelves at the end of the day. And I don't think all of them are going to quite succeed as they expect.
That's Ashish Punjabi of Jackie's talking to us from the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.